I am Marley, an editor-in-chief and art editor at The Tower, art and literary magazine. And today I'm talking to Beth about her piece Lavender Babes 2, published in the 2020 edition of The Tower. So I'd like to start by learning a little bit about your process in creating Lavender Babes 2, but I was wondering if you could start by describing the work for those who haven't seen it.
Lavender Babes 2 is two separate ceramic pieces that go together in a set. I would guess they're probably about 5 inches tall. They're like a hand-built piece out of earthenware, which is red clay, and then they have a opening on the top. One of them is slightly larger than the other, and they kind of nest into each other, like a half circle nest, and there's a texture on the outside. And they're lavender.
I really liked this artwork. It was one of my favorite pieces in the 2020 edition, and I'm always excited to see ceramics featured. Can you tell me what inspired you to create this piece?
Most of my ceramic pieces I base off of my relationships and like tensions of myself. So the way that each piece like interacts with each other kind of mimics my feelings or my emotions in relationships.
Cool. I really like that personal connection in artwork and finding ways to express yourself through different media. Okay, so I was going to say, like, what does Lavender Babes 2 mean to you? And if you've already answered that, feel free to say so. But if there's anything else you want to add on, like, the meaning of this piece, go for it.
I think this piece was kind of a continuation of I think I had three different Lavender Babes projects where I was kind of exploring their relationship to each other, but with different forms. And I really liked that idea, and it kind of was a jumping off point to create more pieces in the same manner that I ended up using for my thesis exhibition.
Nice. I like the like multiple iterations of a similar idea. I've always found that to be a really interesting artistic process and seeing how things evolve over time. So I know you mentioned recently putting up your BFA exhibit in the Nash Gallery. Can you tell me a little bit more about that collection?
Yeah, so it just recently went up because it was delayed due to COVID. So we had this website go up instead in May, which made me make my art more compatible for the digital platform. So I started
Okay.
experimenting with photo collage and digital drawing with pictures of the ceramic pieces. And that's what went up for the website. So then for my in-person exhibition, I ended up printing off three of those large scale and then having some of the later ceramic pieces that I made surrounding it so the audience can like walk around it.
Cool. That's a very interesting adaptation from like moving from a very like physical media into a digital format and then sort of like back to the physical representation of that project.
Yeah, I find it kind of hard to make ceramics compatible for the digital platform without like adding something to it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was in a ceramics class last semester when we moved online, and it was a very strange transition. Do you want to talk a little bit more about how the pandemic and other like recent events have impacted your creativity and artistic process?
I feel like at first, because I wasn't working and I wasn't able to go into my studio, I ended up moving back with my parents for a few months and just really going back to stamp pads and like letter writing, cooking, more traditional like things that I would do at home as a kid. Also crochet. I really started just going into craft and like things that made me feel comfortable. And since moving back to Minneapolis, I've still been doing some of that stuff, but I'm working again now, so I kind of feel like my creativity is mostly in my head and I don't do a lot of actual artwork.
Yeah, I think finding that balance between practicing art and like doing the things that we have to do in the world is difficult, but the imaginative process of like thinking about art in your head is also valuable. Can you talk a little bit more about how the like things that you are doing over that like stay-at-home period have maybe influenced your work now? Or are there ways that you see those different media like making their way into your art again?
Yeah, I definitely feel like one of the things that I have a problem with ceramics is sketching and like planning out my ideas. And I feel like being at home and working with the ceramic pieces that I had already finished and like photographing those and manipulating them really forced me to plan out the images I was making with the pieces. And also just sketching and writing really helps me create the final product, which I previously had challenges with.
Interesting. I can see how that is like a challenge to look at intentionality again and see like how that plays into even like, I think there's this typical idea, right, that after a ceramic piece has been glazed and fired, it's like finished. And so I think the idea of like post photographing and then manipulating the photograph of a piece is a really interesting continuation of that process. I'm interested to see kind of the work that you did that then made it into the gallery as well.
Yeah, it's cool because once you make a ceramic object, it's going to be there forever. So that really shouldn't be the end of its life. Like it should be doing other things.
That's a great point. So I know that you were saying you haven't had a ton of time to create art lately, but what have you been working on sort of recently or any plans you have for future artwork?
Well, right now, my major plan is to finish up my garage studio that I'm working on making. I bought a kiln a while ago and just haven't wired it up yet and actually cleaned out my garage and gotten that started. But that's the goal for now. I definitely will have to learn how to scale down because the kiln is so small. So that's going to be a fun challenge. I kind of want to make pieces seem large in the photo manipulation, but have them actually be like handheld objects. I'm interested in that.
Interesting. Have you thought at all about like what kind of objects you want to create? Or do you think they'll be similar to the work that you have, like Lavender Babes?
One of the main things that I worked on in 2020 with my art was trying to get rid of the idea of like the flat bottom, which Lavender Babes has. And I have a lot of newer work that is more, people like to say it's like organ shaped or like more bulbous on the bottom so it doesn't look as stable. And I feel like that is a good continuation for me. And I wanna keep doing that. And with the handheld pieces, it'll be even easier because when things are lighter, you can really manipulate the bottoms more.
Yeah, that totally makes sense that what might be seen as like a restriction in terms of size can also open up a lot of different techniques and avenues. Do you have any tips or words of advice for student artists?
The main one probably would be always think of yourself as being valuable, because I feel like the main thing I struggled with in art was like, either I'm not good enough to be here or I should be doing something else. And that's just never a good thought to have in your brain. I feel like if you ended up studying art and you're doing art in school, like that's where you're supposed to be. And you should always have confidence that that is where you belong.
That's a really great thought and thing to keep in mind. How has it been for you transitioning from a college art experience into like workforce? That feels like a weird way to phrase it, but
yeah, the workforce is, it's interesting right now. I work at a co-op, so I guess I'm an essential worker would be the term.
Yeah, but
it's definitely more relaxing, surprisingly. I'm having a great time. I'm chilling. I'm working on myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, those are all the questions I have for you today. It's been so nice to talk to you, and I really enjoyed learning more about your process and what you have been up to since your work was published in The Tower.
Thank you.